Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today, I don't have an actual question. I have a client of mine that said, will you please share this information with all the other moms out there? Well, not just moms, dads, but she happens to be a mom, obviously. She said, will you share this information? Because it was a little bit of an epiphany for her, not because it was complex, not because it was something that she didn't know. But when she really started to focus on doing this, she found out my old podcast partner, Heidi Swap, all those years ago was right. And what I'm referring to is freaking out. So this, I want you to remember as the more you freak out, the less you find out. So what that means is, well, she gave me permission to talk about it. I'm not going to say her name, obviously, but here's what was going on. Her son is at the age where he's starting to really like girls a lot. So much to the point where, he's kissed a few girls, some other things are starting to be communicated in text messages, some things that the mom was concerned about. She's like, I think you're a little bit too young to be talking to girls like that. And so after he got busted, having a conversation with a girl through text, he got in trouble. And to the mom's own admission, she freaked out. Now, I bet you guys can imagine that after she freaked out, her son didn't say, well, yes, mom, now that you've explained to me in a very aggressive, intense, threatening way, now I feel so much closer to you. I feel that I can bring other information to you. And obviously you've shown that I can trust you with really big information. And because of that, I'm going to share all the things I'm doing that you'd be mad at me for. And that's obviously not the situation. Obviously it's not going to work that way. I'm obviously joking because this young man, now I don't want to give too much of the background story, but real shortly or real simply, what happened was, he's coming to me as a therapist. By the way, this is a client I saw a while ago. So she reached out to me to say, hey, remember all the stuff you and Heidi were talking about? Remember all the stuff we talked about? I finally figured out how not to do it. Because in this particular moment, so leading up to this, he'd already had issues. He's about 15, 16 years old. A couple years ago, he had been caught with the text messages. Mom freaked out. So he actually hadn't been sharing anything with mom. Mom was snooping, turning an FBI investigator. He was getting better at hiding things. And then the mom went back and listened to an old episode of Heidi and I. The more you freak out, the less you follow up. So there's two different ways I'm saying it. That episode was if you freak out and you get super angry and pissed off your kids, when that adrenaline comes down, you feel bad or you start to doubt like, man, maybe it's too hard on them. So you're not likely to follow up with whatever consequences you gave them. In this particular case, she was freaking out, but it was having a different type of response or reaction from her son. So this time when she was freaking out, it caused him to think, you know what? If mom couldn't even handle kind of a little bit of flirtatious, moderately inappropriate, it wasn't too bad. He's about 13 years old, 14 years old back then. It wasn't too bad, but if she freaked out, which she did, on him about that text message, he believed after that, mom can't handle the truth. So then throughout the course of the past couple years, I'd see them off and on. And it was usually because something was going on where mom felt like he didn't want anything to do with her, didn't want him, mom to be close to him. He's turning teenage boy, testosterone, wants to be like more of a man, trying to separate himself from his mom so he can have his own identity, so he can be his own person. I'm not going to share too much more about the family situation, but let's just put it this way. Mom had a lot of reasons to be fearful that he was going to turn into a type of boy that would be objectifying women, treating women badly. And so because of that, mom was constantly trying to figure out everything he was thinking, doing, and the more she tried to figure out and the more she freaked out, the less he would share with her. So she called me with a win and she said, hey, listen, we had another situation with a girl. This time was a situation where the girl's parents found out that they were doing some things together. It was mutually, you know, it was both them were, you know, they're making out, doing what they were doing, right? And the girl's parents caught them. And so after the girl's parents caught them, the girl's parents freaked out, you know, rightfully so. Called her, got them involved. She said she was really proud of herself and she thought I'd be proud of her too. She told the parents, hey, listen, I'm not happy. I'm upset. I'm going to handle this. There will be consequences. And, you know, he left because they went and met at the parents' house because it happened at their house. So the parents wanted to sit down with the mom and with him, which they did. And after it's said and done, she went home and the boy was like, hey, am I in tons of trouble? Are you going to take my phone away for a year? All these things. And she said, no, son, we're going to do something different. I'm going to apologize to you. And he was like, excuse me? Now, this is her telling me, so I didn't actually hear him say this, but I know this kid. I'm sure he said something along these lines. She goes, I'm sorry. And she goes, what? She's like, I know I haven't been doing a good job and making you feel comfortable to tell me things. I know you're not a bad boy. I know that I've been hard on you. But then she just explained to him, she said, I've been hurt by men in my life, son. And because of that hurt and pain that she went through, she didn't want him to turn out to be one of those guys. But what she found out that she wasn't doing, she wasn't just, you know, allowing him to share his thoughts and feelings about things. You know, she wanted to tell him, if you act a certain way, you're a good boy. If you act another way, you're a bad boy. But there wasn't really any gray area in the middle. He was shocked and surprised that she was apologizing to him because he thought on the ride home, he's going to yell at this and that. It was a big breakthrough for because what happened was he apologized to her and he actually felt bad about it. Other times when she'd busted him for things, he never apologized, never felt bad. He's just mad, like just kind of all stubborn, being pissed off. And then it just caused a bigger wedge in the relationship. But she confessed to him. She goes, I know you're becoming a young man. You don't want to hang out with your mom and, you know, kiss me on the cheek and, you know, give me hugs and stuff anymore. She goes, but I want you to make sure that you're better than the men you've been around your whole entire life. And I know you're better. And so that's why I've been hard, but I'm going to give you the space, give you the freedom. She said that week, this was the big win, after she had that conversation. And she goes, I'm not going to get you in trouble for something that was mutually with her and him and the girl. The parents obviously were mad that they weren't having sex. Well, not like that, but the parents have their own thing to do on that side. And she couldn't control it. Wasn't at her house. She was like, I wouldn't have let them go downstairs in the basement by themselves, which according to her kind of set the whole entire situation up. But what had happened was really cool. She said this past week, he's been much kinder to her. He's been apologetic. He makes mistakes. Hey, mom, I'm sorry. And she asked him, she goes, well, why are you being so apologetic? And so this now he goes, I just feel really bad because the way you handled it, like, it didn't make me feel like I was a bad boy. It made me feel like I didn't need to lie to you about these things. Because what happened was he said he was going over to this girl's house to study. Wink, wink. I know what she wanted to say because she told me, she goes, these were the things the old me would have said. She said, oh yeah, studying, you know. She's very sarcastic, let's put it that way. And she's a good talker and she can be very intimidating. Even I'm intimidated by her sometimes. Love her to death, but even I'm intimidated by her sometimes. So he actually was feeling bad. And she goes, he would have never felt bad. He would have never came and talked to me. And they had other good talks about like, hey, you know, gotta be careful, son. Like you can get yourself in a lot of trouble and, you know, especially, you know, her house and just all the other things. So she gave him all the good conversations a parent should have, but it wasn't lecturing and it wasn't personal. So therefore he was actually able to listen to her and hear her out. So she said, Dave, will you please give a public service announcement to all the moms out there, remind them that the less you freak out, the less you'll follow up. And also the more you freak out, the less you are going to find out. There's a little video on YouTube and there's been a little thing going around for a while. It says, F around and find out. Like you almost need to F around and make mistakes to figure out things. Well, he F'd around, he made a mistake, and then how he found out that his mom is actually cooler, more understandable, more understanding and more agreeable than he thought she was. And so now she's able to find out more about her son. You guys, if our kids, we don't have good relationships with our kids, they're not gonna come to us in their greatest time of need. They're going to be so scared that we can't handle the truth that they will try to handle things on their own. And I think we all know at teenage years, preteen years, whatever it is, yeah, some things they got to figure out on their own. I get it. But if they're in some really hot water, The longer they wait to ask you as a parent for help, the longer they wait to ask for, you know, some sort of adult that can help them out, the worse the situations can get. Okay. So you guys, a little helpful reminder there. The less you freak out, the more you will find out. And the less you freak out, the more you will actually follow up with your consequences, because consequences are hard to follow up with when you as a parent act like a teenager. When you lose your cool and you make just a fool of yourself, embarrass your kids, shame them, maybe even hit them or do all the things you're just not supposed to do if you want to raise a good, healthy kid. I get it. It happens. You're not a bad parent. I'm not saying that. But you're just not going to be able to follow through. And so your kids aren't going to take you seriously. You're going to say, I'm going to take away your phone, I'm going to do this stuff. But you're not going to follow through with it. And then on top of you freaking out them all the time, they're going to look at you as like, they can't handle the truth. So they're going to keep it from you. They're going to have to figure things out on their own that they probably should have came and talked to you about. Well, you guys, as always, you can follow us on all social media platforms. Well, not all of them. YouTube, OG Therapy. Instagram, OG.Therapy. TikTok, OG Therapy Podcast. And if you want to get bonus content, watch all these videos live, not live, on demand, you can go to a website by the name of Patreon. Go to www.patreon.com/OG Therapy. And also too, if you happen to want to follow me, I'm not really a great follow on Instagram, just post some reels and stuff, but that is David_KOZLOWSKI_. And remember, you guys, when family stress, all these relationship stress, your kids, parents, all stuff's got you down on your knees saying, Lord, Lord, baby Jesus, Buddha, Allah, please. Just remember, if you need some good suggestions, some ideas, all you do is press play and listen to your OGs. Until next time, be cool.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.